You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. New information has emerged about a New Jersey contract with Ashbrit. That's a politically connected debris removal company. Governor Chris Christie was warned by FEMA that a no-bid contract would jeopardize reimbursement for the 53 towns that used the company's services. The warning was uncovered by Newark Star-Ledger reporter Jarrett Renshaw, who has been covering the Ashbrit story and joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC, Jarrett.
Nice to be here.
Let's back up and explain what this story is about. Ashbrit is a Florida-based debris removal company that does a lot of disaster recovery work. And in the days after Sandy, New Jersey contracted with Ashbrit to help towns clean up, and each town paid for the service. Now, your reporting showed the cost, at least for some towns, turned out to be higher than having it done by a local contractor. Can you tell me, how did Ashbrit get the contract if it wasn't offering a better price to do the work?
Sure. A couple days before the storm, the governor was made aware that Ashbrit had a contract with Connecticut that was first enacted in 2008 that they could take off the shelf, essentially borrow wholesale and adopt in a term that in the jargon is called piggybacking. So he decided that was the best course. 2 days after the storm, they essentially borrowed that contract and made it available, that 2008 contract with Connecticut, and made that available to all the towns, who then would not have to go through competitive bidding and can just simply use the Connecticut contract as well to clean up their towns. So there was no really review of the rates per se, and that's why FEMA considers that a no-bid contract.
There was a warning from FEMA, though, right?
Correct, which we just learned about this week through a letter between U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg and to Governor Chris Christie, where he disclosed for the first time that FEMA had warned the administration that pursuing this route, while legal, may jeopardize reimbursements. And the reason why that is that because it's non-competitive, FEMA then has to go out and look at the marketplace and say, well, could they have gotten a cheaper rate? Are there people doing this for cheaper? And if the answer is yes, if a town paid, say, in this case, $21 per cubic yard, FEMA may say, well, if you competitively bid that, it would only cost you $15. So we're only going to reimburse you the $15 per cubic yard, and the town would have to eat that $6.
Before you uncovered the FEMA warning, what was Christie saying about that contract?
Christie was essentially saying that all this criticism and highlighting is much ado about nothing, that FEMA essentially blessed it, and therefore suggesting that that blessing also meant that they blessed the rates. And I think he's conflating two issues. One is the legality of it. I think it's clear and nobody has questioned whether the actual contract was legal or not. I mean, it's clearly legal. And I think he's conflating that with the actual whether FEMA will actually consider it reasonable. So he has never talked about any warnings. He has never suggested that there may be at least some risk to local towns.
So if it's not a legal concern, what were FEMA's and Lautenberg's actual concerns?
I think the actual concerns is the process.
Right.
Because when you do a non-competitive contract in FEMA's eyes, they have to do other tests, to apply other tests to make sure that the taxpayers are, particularly at the federal level, because FEMA's are partners. I mean, they are paying the lion's share of these costs. So FEMA, while it doesn't have the direct contracting responsibilities, is paying the bill. So they want to make sure that they're not overpaying, and that if they determine that New Jersey had better options and they didn't pursue them, then they would essentially pay them a lower rate than the towns actually paid.
And Governor Christie's spokesman in your article is saying, Michael Druniak says that he won't contribute to the over-dramatization about Lautenberg's letter by the Star-Ledger.
Yes.
What does Christie have to say about Lautenberg's letter? Or is that it?
We have yet to ask him. I mean, he is not somebody that hides from the cameras or from public availability, so that is a question that he surely will be asked the next time he steps in front of the microphone. You know, they've been pretty dismissive of any criticism, and largely it's coming from Democrats at this point, and, you know, he's quick to say it's political and not to give it any kind of substantial or to say there's any substance to the criticisms.
Jarrett Renshaw covers the state government for the Star-Ledger of Newark. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Anytime.